Coffee and Faith with Rachel Reaver.
A while back, my sisters and I went to my hometown in Georgia a few years ago on a trip to connect with family. We had borrowed a car, a very nice, luxurious car, from a relative for the duration of the trip. One day, we noticed a red light that looked quite menacing that started flickering, and we couldn't ignore it, and quickly found a car service station and went inside. We were worried, had things we wanted to do, and were annoyed at the disruption and concerned about how much it would cost. There was a kind lady at reception who started asking us a lot of questions. We were polite and responded, "Where are you from? Are you visiting? Who are your parents?" We told her who we were, and she just said, out of the blue, "Was your father named Bill?" We just stared at this lady in shock. Our father had died nearly 15 years ago. He was a hard worker, but he was also quiet, reserved, had few friends, and while everyone in town seemed to know who our mother was, we had almost never come across someone who knew our dad outside of family. She said, "I worked with your dad," and she started telling us stories about him that we had never heard. She experienced him in a way we never got to see for ourselves. She said he was awesome and he loved you girls so much. She gave us a fresh perspective on someone who we thought we knew. By the time the mechanic came in, us three women were crying our eyes out and hugging on Miss Patricia, the receptionist. When the mechanic came over, he said, "There's no charge, girls. Someone didn't screw on the petrol cap properly. It was a God-appointed meeting," which made our trip so sweet. What I realized is that God was giving us a fresh perspective on someone we thought we knew, on who we were, on where we came from, on our legacy, and on who our father was. Sometimes we just need a fresh perspective. God wants to give you a fresh perspective of him as your father. In 1 John 3, it says, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are." So today, just ask God for a fresh perspective, and you'll be surprised how it comes to you. And you'll be blessed, because you'll be reminded of your identity in him. If you need some support or God-sense advice, I'd love to hear from you. Email rachel@rachelreva.com with your coaching question, and I'll provide some support in an upcoming segment.